This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Wednesday, December 9th, 2020, and I have another important story to share with you, and I hope you will stay with me. This is going to be maybe 10-15 minutes of a video, not too long, nothing groundbreaking at the moment, but another piece of the COVID puzzle, another important piece of information that I hope you guys will stay, you know, paying attention to. And I'm also going to share briefly about an article that I wrote a couple of days ago that also ties into this. So I hope you guys will stay tuned for the next 10 or 15 minutes. And I appreciate everybody who's here. Go ahead and tag your friends who you think should check this out if they need to know more about the COVID lies and the truth about it, or if they maybe they might be interested in our work and what we're doing here. So please go ahead, tag your friends, comment where you're listening from. And if you see people who are in your area, connect with them so we can build this community. Before we go any further, please visit theconsciousresistance.com. Bookmark our website. This is the home for my books, my essays and articles. You can find all of our documentaries. You can find all of our alternative social media platforms, Minds, Float, Hive. You can join our text list, join our Telegram channel, follow us on BitChute, follow us on Library. You can support via Patreon. And of course, you can put in your email if you want to get our email newsletter every week. So this story is titled LA County Judge Rules Outdoor Dining Ban Based on Fear and Lack of Scientific Evidence. And that is, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So the main story here is coming from this article right here. Of course, you can always find all the sources to the things I'm talking about at theconsciousresistance.com. That is where I put all of our content, and anything that I mention is always going to be sourced. Any guests I have, any pertinent information that you need to know, you can find on the post on our website. So this is from Courthouse News just yesterday. Judge sides with restaurants on LA County outdoor dining ban. So for the, so those of you who haven't heard, LA County is one of the most insane counties in the US right now as far as how they're handling how they're handling COVID, with, you know, telling people they can't even go on walks and go outside anymore. They have had a ban recently on outdoor dining, which doesn't make much sense to many of us. Like, hey, you're outside, you're dining, you know, the airflow, even if you're really fully bought into that COVID is the worst thing ever, doesn't quite make sense with what we've been told about this disease. So, you know, we got to question those things. When things don't make sense, we shouldn't just blindly accept them because the authorities tell us to. We should question them and we should challenge them. And that's exactly what happened in LA County, as a number of different organizations got together and they sued the county. The California Restaurant Association, a trade group representing several area restaurants, sued, claiming that the county officials presented no evidence showing outdoor dining poses a significant risk of spreading COVID-19. The group also claimed the closures would devastate already struggling restaurant owners solely to give the appearance of mitigating action by the county. So the California Restaurant Association accusing the county of just trying to pretend like they're doing something, even though banning outdoor dining doesn't seem to make much sense. And so that was a court case going on. And this week, LA County judge overturned the ban on the restaurants serving guests outdoors as arbitrary and said that it was backed by weak scientific evidence. But unfortunately, there is a superseding state order which is forcing certain sectors to close and limiting restaurants to takeout and delivery, which just went into in effect on Sunday in Southern California. So even though the LA County ruling, the judge, LA County judge, overturned the LA County ruling saying the outdoor ban dining was banned, there's still the superseding state order. So this means somebody would have to sue the state, go to the court against the state, and have a judge rule in the same way in order to stop this completely. But it's still a win, even though, because of the superseding state order, which I think is BS personally. I think, what, you know, if the local community doesn't want it, and if the local judge ruled that, then that's what should be the law of the land. So this ban on outdoor dining was posed on November 25th, and they're saying it's trying to prevent COVID transmission, which they claim is elevated when people sit closely at a table without face coverings. So in a hearing on December 2nd, LA County Superior Court Judge James Chalfant allowed the county's ban to remain in place, but asked officials to share scientific evidence justifying the ban and to explain whether they had assessed its economic impact. County health officials responded with evidence of the increasing vulnerability of regional hospitals, claiming that, you know, the ICU beds are filling up and so they're being overwhelmed with COVID patients and they will be completely overwhelmed if there's no public health orders. And so that's the evidence they put forth. But the judge said his analysis on how the order was issued was focused on how the order was issued, not its ultimate purpose. And so he issued a 53-page ruling on Tuesday, which said that the county failed to assess the economic impact that the ban would have on more than 30,000 restaurants and the emotional toll on owners and their staff. Because again, these are things that for some of the people who are so about lockdowns and support COVID everything and believe themselves to be compassionate, they sure don't make much of a noise on the people who are being hurt economically, the people who are out of a job, the people who, one in four Americans, at least if we trust the government numbers, that are out of a job now, the millions of Americans that are having to go to food banks for the first time because of lack of work and because, you know, I'm not really for government support, but still the government basically is getting, the billionaires are getting richer, the corporations are getting richer, and the people are suffering and begging for $1,200 checks or $600 checks or whatever they can get. So the judge said that the county did not consider the economic impact. He told County Attorney Ammon Siegel at a hearing Tuesday that while he agrees that the county must protect hospital capacity, it cannot issue such an impactful order without assessing all the risks. And this is the judge, quote, "It's not rational to make a decision without doing everything you're supposed to do, and you haven't. You're imposing restrictions, but there's no reason to believe it will help ICU capacity." The lawyer told the judge the county's measure was in line with the state order and that the judge was creating a standard review for health orders that isn't required by law. And then the attorney says, quote, "When you look at the statistics, they are grim, scary, and real, Your Honor. We're in a scary new territory. The assessment you're requiring is a full-blown and economic, psychological, societal analysis, and I don't think that's fair to public health, and I don't think any court has said that." However, the judge came back and said that the attorney was in the county were using fear to drive their health policies. And the judge goes on to say, quote, "Government agencies and the media are generating fear and thriving on fear. And the evidence shows that healthy Americans need not fear. I think it's been a tremendous failure of government agencies to explain the nature of this disease. People have died, but the average healthy American is not at risk of dying." This is LA County judge. I know some people say, well, he's not a scientist, but he's speaking truth about the evidence that is available. And yeah, he's, again, I just want to read that quote again. This is a powerful quote from this 53-page ruling from LA County Judge Chalfant. "Government agencies and the media are generating fear and thriving on fear, and the evidence shows that healthy Americans need not fear. I think it's been a tremendous failure of government agencies to explain the nature of this disease. People have died, but the average healthy American is not at risk of dying." And they even note here that the ICU capacity for Southern California is actually falling as of as recently as Monday. So despite them claiming that LA County has a high positivity rate, which surged from November from 4% to 13%, and a death rate that they say has increased, look, we know for a fact that the positivity rate is based on the PCR test and that's problematic. So that's a whole other thing. But this judge actually bringing in some common sense and saying, hey, there's not really strong scientific evidence showing that people sitting down and dining together are going to be spreading COVID, especially outdoors, and asking for real scientific evidence and basically declaring that the media and the governments are not advising you, the American public and the public of the world, about the real nature of this and that it's not as dangerous as we've been told. That doesn't mean that people haven't died. That doesn't mean that people haven't gotten sick. That doesn't mean that some people don't have long-term health effects. I'm not saying those things, but here's a judge trying to overturn a bad government order. Unfortunately, if you live in LA County, nothing's going to change because the state has their own order that's requiring, you know, something similar. And I hate to say that, but that's just where things are now. And I want to share this story that I just put together a couple of days ago because it kind of relates. As I mentioned, the PCR test is the driver of the case numbers. Just a couple of days ago, the Florida Health Department quietly required labs to report the cycle threshold of the troubled PCR test. And I've written about PCR tests in a previous article. And I also have a mini documentary coming up very soon. For those of you who saw my Darkest Winter mini documentary, we're going to make one about the PCR test. I'm going to have it out before Christmas as a Christmas gift to you guys to share with your family and friends and try to help expose the problems associated with the PCR test so we can try to bring down some of the insanity and some of the fear and get back to having normal conversations and trying to understand why we're being lied to by the media and by the government and what their ulterior motives are. But this just talks about how many of us have been discussing the cycle threshold and how that is key. That's the crux of the PCR process test problem. And getting that under control is a big part of this. So now the Florida Department of Health is saying that all labs have to report the cycle threshold. And I don't want to get too deep into that in this video. I've covered this in previous videos. I will include this link in the show notes and request that you go to The Last American Vagabond. You go over here to this part that says Bros Series right here, and you can click that, and it has all my articles, including this latest article, Florida Department of Health quietly requires labs to report cycle threshold. And all you need to know is that this exposing this PCR test is a big part of the lie of why people are cranking up the fear, because they can keep saying cases are going up, cases are on the rise. And as long as we can do that, then people are going to continue to live in fear and think that, well, cases mean deaths, and deaths mean, you know, things are getting worse. And so that means masks and lockdowns and vaccines and all of this stuff are all justified. And clearly we know that it's not justified. So that's it. That's what I want to leave you with tonight, guys. The only thing, other thing I want to share with you briefly is, some of you know that I am originally based in Houston. I'm headed back to Houston tomorrow morning, and I'll be in Houston by Friday night. And by Saturday afternoon, I'll be hosting, you know, co-organizing, I don't know what you want to say, but I'm going to be out there as part of this movement, this protest called the Rally for Liberty, Health, and Choice that I'm putting together. And if you know anybody in Houston, please send them the link. There's a Facebook link. There's a Freedom Cell link. There's a link on DerekBros.com. There's a link on the HoustonFreethinkers.com. It's called Stand for Liberty, Health, and Choice Rally. And I'm excited about this because, well, I haven't been to Houston in a little while, and I love doing activism, and I love trying to speak to people and get important ideas out there. And everything that I just discussed, the problems with these lockdowns and not being scientific, and the problems with the PCR test, and then, of course, if you saw my video I put out earlier today, no vaccine, no job, what's your plan? I mean, immunity passports are rolling out, and these are conversations that we need to be having. So I'm excited to be coming back to Houston. Hopefully there will be some people, I don't want to say counter-protesters because that's just silly, but hopefully there'll be some people who maybe think that hosting a march or a rally is a bad idea, that actually come to hear what we have to say or what we're doing, rather than just judging and assuming from afar. I always look forward to that and appreciate conversation. And if you know anybody in Houston, I really hope that you will take this as an opportunity to come out and get involved. This is this Saturday at 2 p.m. Central. It's near the Galleria for those of you who know Houston, Westheimer, and Post Oak. Again, if you just search on Facebook, Stand for Health, Liberty, and Choice, or any other place you want, I have it posted all over the place. And come out and let your friends and family know. And on that note, this morning I sent out a press release, because I've gotten pretty good at sending out press releases over the years. And I sent out a press release to the Houston Chronicle. And I sent it out to a lot of different media publications in the Houston area. And I've got a response so far. I was actually just interviewed by the Houston Chronicle, which is one of the biggest papers in Houston at the moment, and has been for a while. And I talked to this dude, Todd Akerman, for about 20 minutes or so. And so he's interviewing me for an article he's putting together about why people do not trust the vaccine and why polls are showing that a higher number of people are not going to take the COVID vaccine. So as I'm saying right here in this post on Facebook, so far we have the Houston Chronicle interested in talking about Saturday's rally. They reached out and they want to know more about the rally and why someone wouldn't want to take the vaccine. Please let me know why you do not plan on taking the vaccine, and I'll make sure your voices are heard. So I just want to read some of these comments so some of you who might not understand can see what people's thoughts and feelings are, that people are not just crazy. And this is what I was trying to say to the Houston Chronicle reporter. We'll see how it turns out and how they filter my words. But I was explaining that you don't have to be crazy to be questioning these vaccines. And I gave him information about the deaths and about the rushed nature of the vaccine, but the mRNA vaccine, that Moderna has never before had a vaccine approved, that this is basically a live experiment and that we don't know how it's going to go. You know, I went pretty deep with this guy, this Chronicle reporter. So I'm hoping that he puts out a solid article. He said that he's going to send a photographer to our rally on Saturday. So bring out as many people as you can. Tell everybody you know in Houston. If you're anywhere in Texas, drive down to Houston if you want. Come out and rally for liberty, health, and choice for us in Houston. So so Scott says, I would take a vax if I thought it would work and that it wasn't worse than the disease, that the disease was actually real. But I wouldn't even take that vax if it was orchestrated by a cabal of psychopaths and sociopaths that indubitably are mortal enemies of humanity, which happens to be the case here. Interesting. Kelly says, because health doesn't come from a syringe. I got Guillain-Barre syndrome from a flu shot years ago. And I actually mentioned that to the interviewer of the Chronicle. Medicine should never be treated as a one-size-fits-all solution. I think that's a good point. Linda says, the threat doesn't warrant it, shining light on ulterior motives. Plus, David E. Martin has been following the criminal architecture behind this event and early on brought my attention to Fauci's involvement. There are serious problems, says someone. Somebody says, I won't even think of taking a vaccination in which the corporation will not be held liable. The pharmaceutical companies have no liability for damages. Not long enough long-term study. Side effects, up to including death. I will not take any vaccine because the manufacturers have zero liability. I mean, I think that's a big thing for a lot of people, that the manufacturers have no, you know, they're not going to be, they have indemnity is what the legal term is, and they're not going to be held responsible in any way. I'm going to hop over here real quick to DLive. Thanks to everybody who's watching at DLive.tv/ConsciousResistance. Let's see what some of our DLive folks are talking about over here if we can. And yeah, everybody who's watching on Float and DLive, I appreciate that. And look, I appreciate this dialogue and the conversation over here. Matthew Blackman says the vaccine is a sterilization program, period. The quicker the better. So yeah, people saying some crazy things over there on DLive. But all right, yeah, I just wanted to make sure to get some of your voices out there. People say because all the pharma companies have been convicted as felons, Moderna have never released a product to market, and Bill Gates is behind all of this. Several reasons. The mRNA, Bill Gates is involved, and there's no need for one. I don't trust it one bit. These are real questions, guys. And unfortunately, the media that doesn't care about you, that is really trying to diminish you and make you feel like, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer, you're a COVID denier, you're a COVID idiot, you're a conspiracy theorist. All this stuff is just terms that the intelligence agency put out to short circuit critical thinking. They want you to feel isolated. They want you to feel alone and like your opinions don't matter. They want you to feel stupid for questioning mandates that don't make any sense. And this is mass gaslighting. It's mass trauma, attempts at trauma-based mind control that we're witnessing. They're traumatizing the population, traumatizing the children and the kids. And people are so desperate for it to go away that they will take a vaccine. They will wear a mask. They'll almost do anything you say. And those of us who are questioning it are increasingly being made to look like we're crazy, like we're the problems, you know. And this is, I don't want to get too deep into it, but I've talked about this recently, that the US military and the UK military have started to talk about we're in a cyber war against anti-vaxxers, and the anti-vaxxers might try to use CDC numbers to hack things and make things seem worse than they are. UK referring to anti-vaxxers as militants. I mean, this is very dangerous language. And I think that we all need to be aware about that. And this is why, again, I'm looking forward to being in Houston tonight here in Morelia in Mexico, where I'm at. Myself and a couple of friends, we went out and passed out flyers in Spanish asking questions about COVID and about the vaccines and the lockdowns. You need to do something, my friends. Prepare your family, prepare yourself, but don't forget to do community outreach, because if we're surrounded by a bunch of people who are indoctrinated, they are going to turn neighbor against neighbor. You're going to have your friends and family and neighbors thinking that it's your fault that they're still wearing a mask. It's your fault that they're still locked down because you won't get the vaccine. Maybe you don't deserve to eat. Maybe you don't deserve to go to work. Maybe your kids shouldn't go to school. These are the kinds of sick, twisted ideas that they're trying to get in people's heads. And it's up to us to plant as many seeds as possible, because I believe that each of us who are connecting, and those of you who are hearing my voice, whether you're watching it live or after the fact, that we are connecting for a true purpose. And that is because this is our time to shine. This is our time to step up and to help humanity grow. And we each play a role. And some of us might not, you know, some of us might come aboard later. We can always hope for family and friends to come and wake up later on. But at the point is, at the moment, we need to make sure that we have home base, foundation, take care of our hearts, our minds, our families, our loved ones, and help as many people as possible, and ask them, mom, dad, brother, sister, child, daughter, son, friend, boss, associate, friend, whatever, what are you going to do if they say you have to get this vaccine in order to work? And what are you going to do if your grocery store says you can't get in without this vaccine? And what are you going to do if the lockdowns never go away? And what are you going to do if the masks never go away? How long are you really willing to accept this and take this? When is enough enough? I mean, these are just, to me, common sense questions that we should be asking. And I appreciate everybody who shared tonight and all the people who are sharing on social media and letting me know how you feel. I might reach out to one of you, because the Chronicle did want to talk to a normal person. They were like, oh, you ran for mayor and you're an activist, so we want to talk to a normal person, but we'll interview you too. But they asked me a lot of questions, so we'll see if they make me look crazy or if they do some fair coverage and some of our concerns are actually heard by the mainstream mainstream media and the mainstream people. Either way, I hope those of you who are in Houston can come out Saturday at 2. And even if you're not in Houston, wherever you're listening from, this Saturday is Expose Bill Gates Day, Cancel Bill Gates Day. It's also Liberty Rally for Liberty, Health, and Choice. Go out and do something, guys. Pass out flyers. I'm going to post some flyers on my website, Spanish and English flyers about COVID, lockdowns, vaccines. If you want to print them out and get out there, do something. You know, this is it. We either take action now or we're just going to watch all this insanity continue and we're going to have nobody to blame but ourselves if things don't get better. Personally, I plan to make things better as much as possible for the coming generations and the future unborn and maybe even my potential future children. I don't know. But either way, I'm trying to think more of just myself and the people I know here and how is life going to be easier or more difficult for the people who are coming after us? The answer is up to us, my friends. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate your support. I appreciate everybody who subscribes to me on Patreon and everywhere else and all the people who share my work. That means more to me than anything. So please keep sharing when you can. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking hell!
Above all, stay alive. You have no idea.